Kutuzov on his drive-by visit to Ivangorod and Narva, the viewing platform of the gunpowder tower, the bridge. A beautiful view over the bridge across the river, connecting two cities and two countries, opens up from the viewing platform of the gunpowder tower of Ivangorod, the modern bridge made from reinforced concrete, which is named Cyprus, or Friendship, was built in 1960. A little bit higher up from the river, a modern bridge, you can see the ice-breaking elements and the granite paving to the bank of the place where the old Narva Bridge was located. It was built in 1829, according to the project of the engineer Colonel Brown. Granite for the bridge structures was bought from Finland by merchant Schillin, who also supplied granite for the columns in St. Isaac's Cathedral and for Alexander Column in St. Petersburg. The bridge was destroyed during World War II. The first stationary bridge in this narrow spot of the river appeared at the end of the 17th century, when Narva and Ivangorod belonged to one single state, the Swedish Kingdom. The stationary bridge was supported by four breakers with pointed corners at the fore end and two abutments. In the 18th century, when Narva was part of the Russian Empire, two more stationary bridges were also built, one after another. The bridges across the Narva River witnessed not only warfare, but also visits to these places paid by czars and famous historical people. Kahn, a researcher of the antiques and the area of the Narva River, gave information in his book about his visit to Narva and Ivangorod paid by Mikhail Kutuzov, the Russian Field Marshal General and Commander-in-Chief of the Russian Army during the Patriotic War in 1812, in the beginning of the 19th century. He said, "After Napoleon's troops were driven out of Russia, the Russian army in Western Europe completed the crushing of Napoleon's France." In 1813, Kutuzov travelled through Narva to military-held operations. There is a legend saying that when city authorities found out that the Field Marshal General would be visiting Narva, they prepared a very solemn welcome for him. Local noblemen in ceremonial dress, all with honourable distinctions, lined up near the water gates next to the bridge across the Narva River. However, they did not have the luck to render honours to Kutuzov because his procession and courtiers never showed up. Just one horse wagon followed along the road from St. Petersburg in the direction of Rival with a lonely rider wrapped in his coat. The people were waiting for Kutuzov for the whole night, and when they went home in great disappointment later. Only later they found out that the lonely rider on the horse wagon was Kutuzov himself. Sometime later, the citizens of Narva stepped out of their houses in mourning, since the cart with the body of the great commander, who died in Bunzlau, was travelling to St. Petersburg.